step. I can get around, I didn't need no help. Since I'm old and I get gray, the people all look at me and say, too old, too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's getting too old, Buxton got too old. Jump just like a deer. Now I need a new landing gear. I used to could jump picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I jump an inch. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's getting too old, Buck's done got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard. Stick. But now they say he makes me sick.
Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
But he's getting
too old, Buck's done got too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. But he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
The home throat ain't what it used to be. The old voice can't make no harmony. Age has a way of sneaking up on you. One day you are young, the next you are 92. The old legs don't let you run anymore. And the old arms don't let you carry what you did before. Age has a way of knocking you on your ass. Colds will come and go, but old age will never pass. If I live to be 100, I might just slit my own throat. I don't like looking in the mirror and seeing this old goat. But I sit here and I wonder and I think, locked inside a box, pissing my life down the sink. Most nights I never sleep a wink, because I'm locked inside this box, pissing my life down the sink.
Got gray hairs on my head, a new one in the morning won't send me back to bed. I don't hear like I used to or clearly see, and nothing on my body defies gravity. But ooh, baby, it gets better as I go. I'm growing older and I'm just fine getting old. You can keep your hair nets, your sensible shoes, your tummy tucks, your liposucks, then nobody wants me blues. I'll age like fine wine, and the older I am, I'll be a smoother, finer, one of a kind, a wilder woman. Ooh, baby, it's a matter of the soul. I'm growing older, and I'm just fine getting old. I know what you're thinking, The girl's got it wrong. Hey, I'm much older than I look. I got it going on. You're young and strong, in the peak of good health. But if you're gonna hang with me, you better take a deep breath. Tell me about it, sister. Than I look. I got it going on. You're young and strong, in the peak of good health. But if you're gonna hang with me, you better take a deep breath. Age spots and nose hairs won't send me to my room. When I'm over 80, what a lady, they'll all swoon. I'll strut my stuff, knock down any door. I know just what I want, and I know I want more. Baby, I'm on a serious roll. I'm growing older, and I'm just fine getting old. Ooh, baby, it's a matter of the soul. I'm growing older, and I'm just fine getting old. Ooh, baby, it gets better as I go. I'm growing older, and I'm just fine getting old.
Those that I don't kill, I wound a bit. I run a fancy car, I call it the Mayflower, on account of all the Puritans who've come across in it. Now I took 20-year-old Pam up to the wood near Boulder Dam, stopped the car, thought that she'd know what to do. I said, get in the back now, Pam. She said, what the heck do you think I am? I want to stay in the front seat here with you. Whoa, give me an older woman every time, give me an older woman every time. Yell and they don't tell, and oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now the day that my Uncle Joe married my Aunt Flo, he was 44 and she was 69. That night as I lay on my bed, I heard every word they said. I couldn't help it, cause their room was next to mine. He said, how about it, dear? She pretended not to hear. He begged and pleaded till his voice was hoarse and deep. He said, oh, how about it, Flo? She said, how about what, Joe? He said, how about packing us in and a pair of us getting some sleep? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. Cause they don't yell and they don't tell, and oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now last year I divorced Maureen. She was just 19 the day that she became my bony bride. She was as cold as charity, just as frigid as could be. When she opened her mouth, a little light came on inside. Now last week I met her at a party. I was feeling kinda gay, kinda hearty, and several whiskeys had sharpened up my wit. I said, how about a bit of whoopee? She said, over my dead body. I said, Maureen gown, you haven't changed a bit. Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. Oh, they don't yell and they don't tell them. Oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman every time. Now when I was just a boy, I took a little gal called Joy down to the meadow, and we lay down by a hedge. I said, you know, my pretty little squaw, what your lovely lips are for. She said, to stop my mouth from praying around the age. Now I tell you, my wife's 53, but you know, she still suits me. Though of late, her hearing ain't so hot. But at night, as we lay on our bed, I put my lips close to her head. And I say, well, you going to sleep or what? And she says, what? Oh, give me an older woman every time, every time. Give me an older woman every time. And they don't yell and they don't tell them, oh, they're grateful as hell. So give me an older woman. A real hot-blooded woman, a right and peachy woman. Give me an older woman every time.
Many years from now, when your grandchildren climb up on your knee, you may be quite astonished to see how many channels they can change on TV. When some some old film in black and white comes on and there you are up on the screen. Or is it someone just like someone you've been? Looking not a day over 19. Granddad, the little ones are asking you, why do you look so sad? So you tell them all about the fun you had. Back in 64, before you were born, people had no time for pouring scorn. Time of our lives was in the present tense. Now does that make common sense any more than girls with hairdos called beehives? Has flown, and as you find yourself all on your own, you may wistfully recall how Benjamin Disraeli said that life is too short to be small. Or maybe, like some old time song, over all it's long, so, so long. It's all
had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980 something. mortgage and an SUV. But all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
People my age have started looking gross. I cannot say all, and I shouldn't say most. I've seen them in the grocery, I've seen them up close. People my age have started looking gross. People my age are showing somewhere. There's holes where the teeth was, and their heads have gone bare. Their brains are shrinking, faces sinking into fat. And as for the mirror, we won't be looking into that. People my age have started looking gross. Maybe not in Colorado or up the Silicon Coast. Back in Pennsylvania, I'd eat scrapple on toast. Those were my first steps on the road to looking gross. Mm-hmm. People my age are looking overripe. Some are getting operations to tighten up what ain't tight. What gravity's ruined, they try to fix with a knife. What's pleasant in the darkness is plain scary in the light.
I'd rather die right now than exist until I'm old. I'd rather die right now than exist until I'm old. And I'd rather burn in hell before I think the way I'm told. There's a lot of places probably wouldn't let me in. Oh, done got everybody busted.
How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. Now old age is golden, so I've heard said. But sometimes I wonder as I crawl into bed, with my ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? But though nations are warring and businesses vexed, I'll still stick around to see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. When I was young, my slippers were red. I could kick up my heels right over my head. When I was older, my slippers were blue, but still I could dance the whole night through. Now I am older, my slippers are black. I huff to the store and I puff my way back. But don't you laugh, I don't mind at all. I'd rather be huffing than not puff at all. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. Now I get up in the morning and dust off my wits, open the paper and read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead, so I eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been.
Gave the girls the eye. Now I'd rather have another piece of pie. Oh, when I danced with girls, I used to yump and shout. Oh, now I sit and watch because I'm all pooped out. I loved all the girls, but that was years ago. Every night I used to dream of Clara Bow. Now I dream of pig's feet and of sauerkraut. Oh, when you dream of food, it means you're all pooped out. Oh, underneath the moon, I used to nearly swoon when I would smell the odor of my girl's perfume. Now a girl's cologne leaves me cold as stone. But how I love the food smell in the dining room. Oh, I can dance the polka like a jumping jack. That's what loosened up my sacroiliac. Oh, now instead of dancing, I just dream about all the things I did before I got the pooped out. In 1923, we drank a quart of homebrew and we all got looped. now at age 15, I drink Ovaltine. I'd like to race the Dickens part-time, yes, to poop. Oh, once I got entranced by girls that I adored. Now I get that way about the smorgasbord. Love has passed me by, but there's no use to pout. Let me have my memories and be all
start this morning, and I'm about to lose my mind. My start won't start this morning, and I'm about to lose my mind. I wanna go and see my little baby, but my machine is all out of time. I got water in my gas tank, and my battery's all run down. I've got water in my gas tank, and my battery's all run down. If I can't see my little woman, I'm gonna leave this lonesome town. Well, blow your harmonica, son. My starter won't start this morning. No, my call won't even sing. My starter won't start this morning. No, my call won't do a thing. Well, I must be got some kind of bad disconnection somewhere in my pistol ray.
Is busted. Will you love me when I cannot ship my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? And when my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when I cannot blow little horn? And when my connecting rod is bent, I no more want 5 cents. Will you love me, mama? Will you love me, mama? Will you love me when my wheel of love can go? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? And when my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? And when my connecting rod is bent, I no more want 5 cents. Will you love me, mama? Will you love me, mama? Will you love me when my car wheel of love can go? Oh, weepo, will you love me when my car wheel of love can go?
Went to the doctor looked sad. Well, he looked in his book And he told me what I had, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can't stand up and you can't lay down. You can't sit in a chair. You can't roll on the ground. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Doctor, 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 get your x-ray machine. Well, it feels so good, just about like morphine. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. If you get to heaven, tell the judge for me. I've had 16 years of the third degree. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can chase it away with your sweet apple jack. You wake up in the morning and it's squatting on your back. It's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Gin, rum, and whiskey will ease the pain. You wake up in the morning and it's right back again. And it's all kinds of trouble. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. If I live to be 43, you find me running like a Model T. And it's all trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is the thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can chase it away with your sweet apple jack. You wake up in the your back, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss.
You're walking on the ceiling and you party like you're 8 feet tall. You say working's for the birds, chasing dreams in mini skirts. From here everything seems small. Then 30s come around and you finally feel the ground. Look around and maybe start planning for what the future holds. And though you're far from old, you moisturize and spend less time tanning. You're hanging over, but you're hanging in. You're starting to look like all of your chicks and how much money you owe. Got bags under your eyes, bigger hips and bigger thighs. You got places that you can't even itch. You can nip it, tuck it, squeeze it, but you're never gonna beat it, 'cause gravity's a bitch.
Okay, hey, welcome to the new year. I did that last week, but it's worth repeating because I kind of wasn't really here last week. I'm not sure where I am this week either, but that's just part of what it is. Fits right in with our subject tonight, which is aging. I do this because, especially this time of year, because of course the new year makes you feel older. And having a birthday does too. I had my birthday last week. It was my 70th. Thank you. Stop it. So tonight we're aging together, for better or for worse. We started with Buck Owens and his brother Buddy. I guess it's his brother, Buddy Allen Owen. And that's Too Old to Cut the Mustard. The ode to getting old was Bear Ron, okay. I'm Growing Older was Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. Benny Hill, you remember Benny Hill, of course. That was Older Women, probably his only hit, near hit anyway. The Ruddles back in 64, 19-something, 70s, 60s, 80s, who's counting? That was Mark Wills. John Gorka, from New Jersey. He's from Union County, New Jersey, Colonia. I got some friends in Colonia. People my age, that was, and I'd Rather Die right now. That was the Lemon Pipers. I believe that's off the same album as... what was there yet? Come on, you know the one. Anyway, My Get Up and Go was Pete Seeger, Yogi Jorgensen, all peeped out. My Start It Won't Work was Lightning Slim. There's a whole bunch of songs like that out there. You know that. Will You Love Me When My Carburetor's Busted was... wait a minute, it's out of the range here. I can't see. Oh, Myrtle K. Hilo. Not to be confused with Hilo Hattie, but that was Myrtle... Take Hilo, okay? Hilo. All right, Arthritis Blues was Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And then Gravity's a Bitch was Miranda Lambert. And those of you who of a certain age will agree, gravity's a motherfucker. And it will not stop for a moment. So just don't let it get regard. Anyway, we got more stuff tonight that'll guarantee to make you feel really old and useless. That's what I do here. I make you feel old and useless. Welcome to the club. Anyway, more stuff coming. Hold on. Thank you.
depression in the middle of July. And if it means I must prepare to shoulder burdens with the worry there, I'll never grow up, won't grow up, never gonna grow up. So there, never gonna be a man. I won't like to see somebody try and make me anyone who wants to try. Ask me if you can, 'cause I won't grow up. I don't wanna wear a tie and a serious expression. I try to act just like a guy, 'cause growing up's awfuler than all the awful things that ever.
Anyone else here who may be experiencing the occasional senior moment? Midnight, I wake up and remember that I left the door open with the groceries outside. Where the hell did I put my keys? Oh, look, here they are. Underneath the TV guide, memory, what became of the short term? I remember the old days, I was sharper back then. If I eat fish and do the crosswords every day, will the brain cells grow again? I could swear I put those tickets right here in my wallet. Now I'm late, I thought the show starts at 8. I wrote that in my whatchamacallit. Too many loops. Where's that ginkgo biloba that I picked up today? Oh, I left it at Whole Foods. What the heck is that guy's name? He sings with me in choir. Did I turn both of the burners off? Or is my house on fire? Shoot me, put me out of my misery, or just leave me to wander, Soldier Field parking lot. If they ask, tell them I won. What was the question?
This is a song about my mind, or lack thereof. Well, I'm looking for my wallet and my car keys. I know they can't have gone too far. As soon as I can find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone at noon today, but I can't remember where or who it is I should be meeting. Good thing I've got an organizer, it's all there. Could have sworn I left it on the counter. Then again, it might be in the car. Last time I remember driving it was to that memory enhancement seminar. What's that funny distant ringing with a strangely familiar tone? Well, that must be the person I should be meeting, calling on my new cordless phone. Maybe it's under the covers, or maybe outside on the lawn. I think I've got maybe just one more ring before the phone machine clicks on. Hi, this is Steven. I'm not home right now. Just leave a message at the tone, and I'll do my best to remember call you back when I get home. Steven, this is Julie. And I'm trying not to cry. But I've been waiting here an hour. I thought you loved me. This is goodbye. Well, the voice sure sounds familiar, and the name sure rings a bell. But let's see, what was I just doing? Well, I was looking for my wallet and my car keys. I know they can't have gone too far. As soon as I can find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone.
We piled the family in the SUV on Christmas Day and headed off to Grandma's house 100 miles away. For Grandma cooked a great big Christmas dinner for us all. She's done it every single year since I was very small. Now all her life our grandma's always been a bit confused, forgetting where she parked the car and wearing mismatched shoes. We thought that it was cute at first, but lately she's been getting worse. The final straw was when we saw the dinner she produced. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. She crammed him full of yams and served him up with mashed potatoes. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. Uncle Al threw up and Auntie Patty screamed with fright, but I was really starving, so I snuck a tiny bite. That yappy little bastard always drove the family mad, but with some chestnut stuffing on the side, he's not half bad. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. Turns out that Chardonnay's the perfect wine with Cocker Spaniel. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog.
Sing it, Grandpa.
This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog. This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog.
We don't know where the cat is, but dessert is on its way.
This Christmas, Grandma cooked the dog.
Grandma rocking in her rocking chair, putting pin curlers in her old gray hair.
I says, Granny, how's your rheumatiz? She says, son, don't you know what day this is? That rheumatiz has got to be all right, 'cause I'm rocking and rolling on a Saturday night. She's got a date with Farmer Gray. He's 85 if he's a day. Fat, bow-legged, and muscle-bound, but he's the rockin'est, rollin'est man in town. With his red flannel underwear shrinking up tight, rockin' and a-rollin' on a Saturday night. Rock, rock, boot heels a-whackin'. Rock, rock, false teeth a-clackin'. Rock, rock, toupee a-flappin'. Rock, rock, anything can happen. I hope Granny's bustle is tied on tight when she's rockin' and a-rollin' on a Saturday night. The work ain't done, it's just too bad, but I can't wait. Hitch up the mule, 'cause I got a date. Tell the boss to go fly a kite, 'cause I'm rocking and rolling on a Saturday night. We pass a joint that's jumping with jive. Old mule starts to come alive. Flips his tail, says, holy gee. And then he sets right down on the whiffle tree. The whiffle tree snapped and hit him in the rump, and we all wind up a straddle of a stump. Turn down the wick. Dig that gal, she's a real gone chick. Razzmatazz, she's dynamite when she's rockin' and a-rollin' on a Saturday night. Rock, rock, rooty toot tootie. Rock, rock, sweet tootie fruity. Rock, rock, apple pan dowdy. Rock, rock, howdy man howdy. Rampy tamp tampy and a poodle dite. Rockin' and a-rollin' on a Saturday night.
I'd love to get a chance to do the groovy dance that's turning on the hippie scene. But when I take a crack, my sacroiliac reminds me I'm not 17.
Oh, oh, oh,
Granny Bopper,
make way for her.
Granny Bopper,
hooray for her. You can't stop her, she's wild as can be.
Granny Bopper, that's me. They say it wouldn't hurt to get a mini skirt and wear my hair down to the floor. I guess I'm not that hip, 'cause when I take a trip, it's only to the grocery store.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Granny Bopper,
make way for her.
Granny Bopper,
she's wild as can be.
Granny Bopper, that's me. I'm gonna love my fling, it's like a happening, no matter what the squares may say. And I'll be out of sight until those men in white are coming after me someday. Granny Bopper,
make way for her.
Granny Bopper,
hooray for her. You can't stop her, she's wild as can be.
Granny Bopper, that's me.
La, 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 la.
Granny Bopper, that's me.
La, 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 la.
Saturday night to be in there scrubbing for an hour or more. I
lady, I'm knocking on the bathroom door. You ought to hurry up, Gran, there's a great long queue. Poor Aunt Kate's in a terrible state, cause she heard you singing and you sounded like a man.
Go away, baby.
Hurry up, Gran. Mama's got the feeling that the overflow ain't all it ought to be. It's coming through the ceiling in the room below, dripping onto Dad who's having his tea. Please hurry up, Gran, cause you've been all day. So buck up, do, there are other folk who want a quick lick and polish while the water's hot. Time you finish doing who knows what. You gotta hurry up, Gran, you'll be washed away. Our young Ted's going early to bed, but with you there wallowing, he's had to change his plan.
Go away, baby.
Hurry up, Gran. What are you doing in there anyway?
I'm practicing me breaststroke.
Well, honestly, Gran, this is a bathroom, you know, not the serpentine. Oh, hurry up, Gran, what time do you take? Your boyfriend's due in a minute or two, and if you're not ready, he'll be most upset. You can't go bowling with your hair all wet. You better hurry up, Gran. Well, for goodness sake, Uncle Dave is in need of a shave, and the teeth in soaking there belong to Uncle Stan.
Go away, baby.
Hurry up, Gran. You haven't got the telly in there again, have you?
I'm watching the news.
Watching the news in the bath? Well, for heaven's sake, tell the bloke to look the other way before you get out.
And now here's a message from the Mammoth Vocational Training Schools, where profit and education is our only goal. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, are you one of the millions of dreamers with a long-suppressed desire to appear on the fabled silver screen? If so, please pay close attention to the following dramatization, because I am about to reveal to you the stuff that dreams are made of. The scene? A movie mogul's office in the heart of Hollywood.
Otto, we have a colossal script here. It's gonna make a colossal Western movie. But before I sign all these contracts, let's go over the checklist and see if we have everything we need.
Right, Delby.
Okay. Have we got the stars, right?
Right, Delby.
We got the locations, right?
Right, Delby.
The set designers, the carpenters, the best boys, all that.
Right, Delby.
The geezers. We don't have the geezers?
No, Delby. There is a geezer shortage in Hollywood right now.
Oh, merciful heavens, we've got to have geezers. What's a Western without hundreds of old codgers and faded plaid shirts? Greasy fake beards and dirty underwear. Cancel the movie. Put all Westerns in turnaround this year.
Amazing, isn't it, friends? No Westerns this year because of a shocking shortage of trained geezers in Tinseltown. But Hollywood's appalling geezer deficit could be your yellow brick road to a golden opportunity. Announcing the Mammoth Vocational School for Geezer Training. Think about it, friends. You can be a respected pillar of the community, keep your hands clean, and bring home a fat paycheck to boot. Mr. Milo Barlow and Mr. Garvin Swink were diesel school dropouts in Normal, Illinois when they heard my geezer roll call.
Yeah, I heard that. Listen, we was hopelessly starstruck in Normal.
That's a fact. Then we took our Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training course and...
Yeah, heard that. Yep. Now we're full-fledged Hollywood geezers and meeting lots of full-figured Hollywood starlets.
I heard that.
Yes, believe it or not, we took these hopelessly starstruck hayseeds, put them in funny hats, fake beards, and dirty underwear, and taught them to stand around in a crowd and say...
Yeah, now you're talking, Roy.
And immortal geezer lines like...
He went that away, Tex.
And the ever-popular...
String him up, Jane.
When your course is completed, that's when our trained staff of casting consultants goes to work. Yes, these Hollywood experts will keep your career on the move for only a 90-10% split. Then as you get better at your craft, you can keep as much as 15% of what you earn. All of this plus catered lunches, too.
Yeah, listen. Yesterday I worked for lunch, and they give us a sandwich, big one, too, and an apple and a Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Oh, it's real good, too. Yeah. And I got two bags of potato chips. Oh, boy.
Hey, two bags? I didn't get not even one bag.
Tough you got luck,
my,
buddy.
You got my dang chips.
I didn't get your chips.
You did, too.
Well,
somebody took my chips.
This is your chance to live your dreams. The price is only $9.99. Yes, $9.99. And if you act now, I'll also include the graduate course and secret words to mumble as you mill around in a crowd scene. Words like...
Rhubarb.
The immortal...
Peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Enrollment is unlimited, so don't delay. Call now, and here's how.
To enroll in the Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training Course, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-GEEZER. That's 1-900-GEEZER.
We're an equal opportunity mail-order institution. Geezerettes, welcome.
Edna was 80 years old last July. She's older and grayer, but then so am I. All of our married life, all of our days, we started each morning the very same way. We go waltzing around in the nude. The neighbors complain that it's crude. But Edna and me feel we've been misconstrued. It's not lewd, waltzing around in the nude. The gramophone stands on the living room floor, next to the sofa across from the door. We hum all the tunes and we sway with the beat. With love in our hearts we are so light on our feet. We go waltzing around in the nude. Our kids think we're missing a screw or two. Our kids are prudes, they just can't get used to Edna and me waltzing round in the nude. Time was when we floated like leaves on the breeze. Pleasing each other, we'd do as we pleased. Still we're two dancing fools, Edna and me. Nowadays, I'm kinda stiff at the knees. Still we're waltzing around in the nude. And I don't know a happier mood. With what joy I'm imbued and what wonders I've viewed. Waltzing around in the nude. When the coffee is hot, when the sun's shining bright, sometimes a waltz feels too airy and light. These are the moments when Edna delights, changing the record to something just right. So we do the polka in the nude. We love all those fiddles and flutes, and we open a few of the beers that we brewed, doing the polka in the nude. We go spinning around and around till Edna gets dizzy and falls down. She giggles, she points, she thinks I'm cute, doing the polka in my birthday suit. So do the polka in the nude. It works great for us, it will work great for you. It keeps your heart young and it keeps your love true. Like Edna and me, do the polka in the nude. Hey!
See my wife. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Stole the woman I love and gone. Grandpa's old, nasty too. Tell me, what can that old man do? One of these days I aim to find out what my baby's so crazy about. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Stole the woman I love and gone. Thanks to Father Time. Whatever he does, baby likes it well. Doggone her soul, that woman won't tell. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Stole the woman I love and gone. He gathers it up, smokes it in his pipe. Then he throws away his old walking cane. Shouts out loud, I'm a mighty, mighty man. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Stole the woman I love and gone. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Grandpa stole my baby. Stole that woman I love and gone. Mm-hmm.
get all blown. Don't you come around here. Hey, you kids, get all blown and let me enjoy my beer. Hey, you kids, get all blown. Get the fuck off my lawn. Get a guy in jazz instead of playing in the street. Or maybe in a sweatshop, making like you stink. I'm going to the motel, I'm gonna beat you with a bat. What else is there to do with brats like that? Don't play your Xbox on your flashing TV. Do whatever the fuck you want, but don't bother me. Hey, you kids, get off the lawn. Don't you come around here. Hey, you kids, get off the lawn. Let me enjoy my beer. Hey, you kids, get off the lawn. Get the fuck off my lawn. Fuck off my lawn.
When I was 80, I started smoking. Took to drinking at 85. At 90, I started courting. Thank God that I was alive. 95 saw me in business, determined to rake in a pile. At 100, I made my first million, and I started living in style. Oh, it's never too late to start living, to get up and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day the world begun. Well, they bought me an uptown apartment, use 50s to light my cigars, develop the taste for fine champagne, drove fast Italian cars. But the doctor, he gave me a warning, and a lecture on right and wrong. If I didn't give up my sinful ways, I couldn't live very long. Oh, it's never too late to start living, to get up and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day the world begun. Now I'm a 200-year-old alcoholic, and the nicotine's caught up on me. But worst of all, in this morning's mail, I got a suit for paternity. But I'm not really unhappy. Perhaps I'll have me a son, and his mornings will be just as shiny as the first day the world begun. Oh, it's never too late to start living, to get up and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day the world begun. Oh, it's never too late to start living, to get up and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day the world begun.
Sure. I pin my peace sign on. I look at the Woodstock poster hanging in my john. Then I threw my back out, tying up my shoes. I got them Easy Rider, expat Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged baby blues. Well, my old friend Jerry Rubin, he used to be so hip. Now he works the stock market to give the insiders tip. My guru said make love, not war, find your peace within. And now I hear he stashed his cash in a bank in Switzerland. Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news? I got them Easy Rider, X-Rap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged baby blues. Lord, it's been so long since I heard a good protest song. Oh, when did we lose that dream? Makes me wanna scream.
Well, my best friend said those days are dead. Ain't you heard the news?
Got them Easy Rider, expat Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Radicals we used to know so well. Remember old Jane Fonda? She sure used to give them hell. I've seen her in the movies once or twice. I hear she moved out west. She's married now with a couple of kids, but wait till you hear the rest. She's moved to Hanoi to see Ho Chi Minh to save the huddled masses. Now she's doing videotapes and exercises.
Jumping jacks, go for the bird.
She's
one,
helping
two,
trim down
three,
the people.
Four,
Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh, Ho Chi Minh.
I'm the last one in my neighborhood who hasn't cut his hair. I tried to stage a sit-in, but everyone just stared. My hippie days are over, but let me clarify that, honey. Now go and get me an MBA, gonna make me lots of money. Yeah, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Cap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. One more time, I'm gonna drive me a Mercedes Benz, wear them Gucci shoes. I got the Easy Rider, X-Cap Dodger, 20 years later, middle-aged hippie blues. Fire up, man, fire up. Peace, peace and love, man, peace and love. Did you hear that far-out sound of the iron butterfly, man? Ain't it got to be that? I like that you really know some purple pen about it, man.
You gotta sing every song. You gotta gonna dance every dance. Don't leave a stone unturned. Don't leave a thing to chance. Go fill your cup. There are endless delights to be tasted. The spice of life isn't meant to be wasted. You gotta run every race. You gotta play every game. It doesn't take much. Come on, get your fill of it. Do something just for the thrill of it. Make every point while you case every joint on the room. You gotta taste all the fruit. All the fruit. Mm, all the fruit. You gotta taste all the fruit.
Okay, so we're almost done here, so just be polite, okay? That's your New Year's resolution to everybody. Be polite, okay? Even if you want to boil them in oil, okay? Started with Ricky Lee Jones there. That was, of course, I Won't Grow Up from Peter Pan. I grew up on that, on Peter Pan, sort of, in as much as it can be said that I have grown up. I've grown sideways. Pam Peterson. Memory, the spoofing of which. The Remember song was Stephen Walters. That's better known by Tom Rush, but that's only because he does it live. This guy wrote it. All right. Grandma's Christmas Dinner. We've all had one of them, haven't we? Paul and Storm, that was. And then Carson Robeson. Who was his band that day? Let me take a look. Do we have anything on it? No, from YouTube. Okay, that's all. Okay. Anyway, that was, of course, Rockin' and Rollin' with Grandma. Granny Bopper was Mrs. Miller. Joan Sims, Hurry Up, Gran, from 1963, The Great English Invasion. That was Within. Let's see, The Geezer Training Course from Riders in the Sky. That's an old favorite of mine. Waltzing Around in the Nude. That's a favorite of mine, too. Ian McIntosh, that was. Don't do it with the windows open in the winter, okay? Grandpa Stole My Baby was Roy Brown. Let's see, The Slut Cars. Get the fuck off my lawn. Today's show started with that. I built the whole show around that, okay? Let's see, the 200-year-old alcoholic was Foster and Ellen. The Middle-Aged Hidden Blues from Mo Averick. I don't have hair anymore. The Twisted Tunes, Bob Rivers and Gang. I do have hair still. Unfortunately, it's on my palms. And then Mae West, You Gotta Taste All the Fruit. Okay, right now, take a bite of everything and put it right back, just like the chipmunks do. Anyway, so I got a couple more for you. I'm going to limp on out of here on my now 70-year-old knees, and hope for the best. I wish you all the best, and we'll be back with next week with something. I can't really tell, so it doesn't matter anyway, because it's going to suck. Right? Yeah.
Marching in the high school band, Lord, Lord, why do my kids think I'm so dumb? Lord, now how did I get this out of touch? And oh, sweet Lord, where'd I miss my mark? And oh, Lord, you know the stiffness in my body. Oh, how'd I get this old? Have I been stumbling in the dark? Oh, Lord, you know all I meant to do is have a little fun. That's all, that's all, that's all, Lord. And oh, Lord, I guess the years slipped right on by. Sweet Lord, you know I got a funny feeling coming all over me. Yes, I do, Lord. And oh, Lord, all I can think of to do is sit and cry. Yes, I would. Yes, I would, Lord. And oh, my sweet Lord, maybe if you give me just a little bit more, just a little more time, just a little bit, Lord. Oh, my sweet Lord, maybe I could still make my life no. Lord, I guess I lived it all up, and now it's a pain.
Find love, while we may, because I know I'll hate you when you are old and gray. So say you love me here and now, I'll make the most of that. Say you love and trust me, for I know you'll disgust me when you're old and getting fat. A lessened utility, a loss of mobility is a strong possibility. In all probability, I'll lose my virility and you your fertility and desirability. And this liability of total sterility will lead to hostility and a sense of futility. So let's act with agility while we still have facility, for we'll soon reach senility and lose the ability. Your teeth will start to go, dear. Your waist will start to spread.
In 20 years or so, dear, I'll wish that you were dead. I'll never love you then at all the way I do today. So please remember when I leave in December, I told you so in May.
Oh no, that's not the sound of crickets, no such thing. How came you to make such an odd mistake? It's the little fairies dancing, dancing, dancing in their magic fairy ring. They laugh and play the long day through, and this is what they sing to you. The crickets are calling, enjoy today. Never mind what comes after, for youth was made for love and laughter. Time always flying, be glad while you may. That's what they are trying.